Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of our podcast, we will focus on Every Day with Jesus, as we seek to begin our day with scripture, meditation, prayer, and a bit of journaling. Our goal is not to simply have the talk with Jesus in the morning and then go about our normal day, but rather to begin a conversation with Jesus that continues throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. My name's Travis, and it's great to be with all of you this morning. It really is. If you're new with us, welcome. We, in this season of the Together on Mission podcast, we're just spending every day with Jesus. And so we're getting up in the morning and we're reading a passage of scripture, and I'm explaining it a little bit and hopefully applying it a little bit, and then hopefully asking a good question. And then we just spend some time praying and meditating. And praying is a larger category that encompasses both prayer and meditation, but to simplify it, we could call prayer chatting with God and meditation listening to God. I may not want to be tied to those definitions, but for today, that would work. And so after we look at this passage, we're going to spend a little time praying, chatting with God, a little time meditating, just listening to God and letting the power of this passage just be poured into us. Although power can't be poured. That was a mixed metaphor, which bothers me, but we're going to go with it. And then we don't say amen at the end of the time. We continue the conversation that we began throughout the day. And when we're going off to sleep at night, we can say amen, because that's the end of spending a day every day with Jesus. And hopefully that today is the beginning of every week with Jesus, and every month with Jesus, and every season with Jesus, and every year with Jesus, and lifetime with Jesus, and then on into an eternity with Jesus. So welcome to this podcast. I'm thrilled that you're here. We are going to go right now to John chapter 20. John chapter 20. Many people would say that John is their favorite gospel. I would say that Matthew is my favorite gospel, but sometimes I think it's John. This morning, I think it's John. Whatever gospel I'm in, I think is my favorite gospel. Anyway, I am rambling. So John chapter 20, and we're going to pick up reading in verse 11 in just a moment. And the title of this podcast is Named. And I don't know that I'm going to be able to cover everything I want to cover in this podcast. I try to do these podcasts in 10 minutes because this is such an amazing, amazing passage. The title, though, is Named. And so I just want us to think about this question for a minute. The question is, when God thinks about us, what does He think? That's kind of the general question. A more specific question might be, what is God's name for you? And that might be a weird question in our 21st century Western culture that really doesn't see a whole lot of power in naming or what a name is or what a name means. But in the first century and even in ancient biblical times, names meant something. And there is this verse in the book of Revelation, and I should have looked it up. I know it's there. It says something about God has written on a stone a name for us that nobody knows except for He Himself. And so there is this name, and therefore this identity, this concept that God has for us. So the general question is, how does God feel about us? How does God feel about you? And the specific question is, what is God's name for you? John chapter 20, verse 11. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. And as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "Well, they've taken the Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they've put him." At this, she turned and she saw Jesus standing there, but she did not recognize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for?" Thinking he was a gardener, she said, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me. Do not hold on to me. I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go instead to my brothers and tell them I've ascended to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Wow, what a passage. This is resurrection morning. And there Mary is, sad. And the first time we see the name Mary in verse 11, it is the Greek Mary. And then as the story continues, whenever we see the name or the word Mary, it is the Greek Mary. But then when we get to verse 16, when Jesus says to her, "Mary," there it changes from the Greek Mary to Miriam, which is a beautiful Hebrew name. If you remember, and some of you may not, but in Exodus, Moses' sister was named Miriam. And after they had crossed through the Red Sea, after God had rescued his people from bondage and delivered them, Miriam grabbed a tambourine and she announced and she sang and she proclaimed victory and freedom. It's a beautiful Hebrew name. And so Jesus, on resurrection morning, looks at Mary. And of course, the Greek Mary had a lot of labels to it. Mary had lived a checkered life. She had had a very hard and difficult past, and there were many labels of how the world saw her and maybe even how she saw herself in that name, Mary. And then Jesus shows up and he names her and he says to her, "Miriam." And of course, notice, he then says to her, "Now go, Miriam, and live out of that new name, live out of that identity, announce to the Gospels, announce to the boys that Jesus has won the victory, that the true victory that the Exodus pointed to has now come. Be the first evangelist, be the first singer, the first announcer, be the one, the first one to herald the victory, the true victory of God. Miriam, that is your name, it's your identity, so live out of it." There's so much more in the story that we could look at. But remember, I like to make these podcasts 10 minutes, which is sometimes very, very difficult. God does the naming. God names, and it means something. And it means more than a name. A name has an identity, a place in the story. George MacDonald was famous for saying, "Who can give a person their name but God alone? For no one sees you for who you truly are, save God alone." And we see all through the biblical story, whether it's Abram becomes Abraham, that's a whole nother story in of itself, or Saul, you know, becoming Paul, or Peter, or, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And here we have Mary becoming Miriam, experiencing God, is discovering that name that he knows, even if nobody else knows. And when he calls us that name, it fits like a glove because he meant it when he made us. So knowing and learning our name is a journey. It doesn't happen all at once. I think the first step is believing that there is a name or an idea or a feeling that God has about us that he wants to share with us. Maybe it will come in the form of a name. Maybe it will come in the form of an idea. Maybe it will come in the form of just an affirmation. But whatever that is, that name, that affirmation, that thing that God wants to speak to us because Jesus has been raised from the dead, in that is an identity. In that is a journey. In that is a place in the story. In that is what it is we've been looking for and wanting all of our lives. And only God knows that name. And he wants to speak it to you. He wants to say it to you. He wants to destroy the labels that are there as a result of the past and the old name and the all of that. Out of death, he wants to bring new life. So let's have a conversation with Jesus. And what a fun conversation. Let it happen throughout the day. Just read this story again. Meditate, think, feel, pray, and listen for how God feels about you. Listen for his name for you. Listen for that idea, that concept. Let him speak. Let him speak. And enjoy this conversation with Jesus, the one on resurrection morning that names us a name that only he knows. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.